336, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is hot. 757 is torqued that we're letting them know it's hot. Well, I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Thank you for telling me that it's hot outside. And what to do to beat the heat? Like, we don't have a single idea of what to do. News media treats us like such dolts. Well, you know what? Weather brings us all together. It does. It's one of those things. Everybody likes to complain about the weather. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's like, what was it, Goldilocks and the Three Bears and the porridge and the blah, blah, blah. Right? It's so hot. I got news for you, though. Everybody likes to go, man, it's hot. Now imagine, 757, that you're living in the desert. Because Heidi and I lived in Nevada for a couple of years. We lived in Las Vegas. And there were thermometers everywhere, although clocks, for the most part, had a tendency not to be around. But there were thermometers everywhere because you go, man, it's 118 degrees. It's 29 days above 115 degrees. And that just became the thing. Everybody talked about it. And the weird thing when you live in the desert, there's no humidity. And a very interesting thing occurs. And nobody who is new to a desert environment believes it. So when we lived in Vegas, we had a lovely home. And we had a pool. Why? Because it's 115 degrees. And everybody has a pool. And people said, you know, when you get out of the pool, make sure you have a towel or a robe. A robe? Oh, yeah, you're gonna want a robe. What are you, crazy? Did I mention it's 115 degrees? To which they replied, you are correct. However, it is 0% humidity. Well, I didn't need to get into the details. What do I need to know about some damned humidity? I'm getting in my pool, right? I had arrived, I'm telling you right now. I loved Vegas. I loved my Vegas house. I loved Vegas in general. Heidi, not so much, but that's another story, which is why we're not there anymore. But I digress. So we're in the pool. And then we go to get out, both of us at the same time. Don't ask me why, but we did. Now, when you get out of a pool in a 0% humidity environment, any water that is on your body immediately, almost instantaneously, evaporates. And you know what happens? You are freezing flipping cold. Your teeth start chattering. Your body shakes like you have walked into a freezer. And we learned that that's all we needed to do, just one time. And then, of course, we had lots of visitors. Everybody came to visit us when we lived in Vegas. Wonder why, but they did. And we would tell our family members who were visiting, hey, enjoy the pool, but remember, you need to have a towel, you need to have a robe. And they, of course, would mock us in exactly the same way that we mocked other people. So, just a piece of advice. 804 says, hey, Jeff, go to Kuwait and live in a tent for 90 days. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good for any number of reasons. Number one, I have no interest in going to Kuwait. Number two, I'm Jewish. And as a Jew, I don't camp. Why? Because my people camped for 40 years. So I'm done. I'm not picking sand out of my belly button anymore. 804 on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, says, Jeff, somebody needs to tell that Jennifer McClellan to pass the tax cut bill by July the 4th. Somebody else says, be sure to tell John McGuire to pass the tax cut bill by July the 4th. All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I just tell everybody I come in contact with who may have a vote, you got to get that done. Somebody else, 804, Jeff, you are absolutely correct that Bob Good would have been as worthless as Thomas Massey. You were so right, thank God, for John McGuire. Absolutely, spot on. Spot on. 804, the Squish did another love letter interview with Dingbat McClellan. Oh, I think that's a. I do think that's like a lovable nickname for Rich in the morning. Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. He did have Jennifer McClellan on this morning. I thought it was interesting. I mean, she is bat crap crazy, but other than that, it's good stuff. But I'm glad to see or hear or read that you are listening. Good, good. Glad to hear it. 804, Jeff, be aware, Virginia is going to ban styrofoam next year. Good luck keeping your food warm. Are we banning styrofoam? I don't know. Maybe we are. 804, Jeff, did you notice Abigail Spanberger will not come out and directly support Donald Trump's Iran strike? Well, of course not. God. Why would she? Well, she's not interested in that. She's interested in telling you that somehow, some way, she's going to make housing less expensive in Virginia. How will she do that? Well, no idea. She doesn't have any details, and of course, nobody wants to push back on her. I did think it was interesting. Even Channel 8 today, when they were doing reaction from both Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, who is going to be with us sometime this week. We don't have the date yet, which day, but Lieutenant Governor Sears will be here. They interviewed her, and they interviewed Abigail Spanberger. And they chose to run Abigail Spanberger's comments first, talking about Iran. I don't know why. It's odd. I was trying to think, is it alphabetical? A comes before W if you're doing first names. And then you go, well, wait a minute, but Sears or Earl Sears obviously comes before Spanberger if you're doing last names. Would you? I don't know. I just don't know. But that was their choice. Weird, weird stuff. All right. The leading candidate for mayor in New York City is a dangerous dude. And I'm not even talking about that Andrew Cuomo goof. He wants to be mayor now. Why? Well, because God help us all if he were to try and get a job in the dreaded private sector. He doesn't know a damn thing about a damn thing. So he's once again seeking public office. I would say that any woman who works for the city of New York better have her extra radar on if that Andrew Cuomo gets in there. We know his record, and I don't think it's a good one, but he is not, I repeat, not leading in the Democrat Party primary up there, and it's coming up in a couple of days, a week, something like that, pretty soon. In fact, it is this out-and-out socialist who will not acknowledge the right of Israel to exist. Just FYI. I mean, not that that's necessarily your biggest issue, but it does say something about him. And he wants to set up government-run grocery stores. We actually have a clip of him, right, Germ? What was that? Cut number 6, please.
Grocery prices are out of control. The cost of eggs and milk has skyrocketed. Some stores are even using dynamic pricing, jacking up the cost over the course of a day, depending on what they can get away with. It doesn't need to be this way. I'm Zahran Mamdani, and as mayor, I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce. We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores, whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging. These stores will operate without a to you or having to pay property taxes or rent, and will pass on those savings to you.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Weren't there government-run supermarkets in the past, like in, oh, I don't know, East Germany and the old Soviet Union? I remember those, don't you? What could possibly go wrong? A government-run system of grocery stores. Oh, it would be fantastic. And how dare those stores sell items to you based on how much it cost them? That is just outrageous, isn't it? And dynamic pricing, you know what dynamic pricing is? Dynamic pricing is a real-world application of rule number one in economics, supply and demand. Why do companies, as an example, like Lyft or Uber, have surge pricing? Because there are more people seeking rides and fewer drivers available to provide them. That is supply and demand. Dynamic pricing, you may not like it, I may not like it. But I can absolutely see the perspective of a store owner who says, well, item A is really selling super fast today. I'm going to increase the price. There's a smaller supply of it now, and the demand seems to be growing. If you don't like so-called dynamic pricing, because it's an immediate repricing, what do you think happens, say, at the end of the day? People look at their inventory and say, okay, item A sold really well yesterday. Item B, man, it is just sitting on the shelf. We can't give this stuff away. Well, what are we going to do? Well, we're probably going to increase the price of item A and decrease the price of item B, a little bit. Supply and demand. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.